Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, welcome to Message Board Wednesday. I'm Lord Fire. As always, we're going by a tick drill. This is a tragedy, American tragedy. It is maybe the worst event of my life ever. I am doing a collect call from the county jail. I got arrested for the fall. Committed a crime. I moxed one of those referees. That's when you get their internet information, you make it public, and you go to their house and you dump syrup on their head. I did that to three of the referees. It's called moxing. Kids do it all the time. I felt it was necessary. I poured hot syrup on that referee. I tried to make him understand what he had done to the Saints, their fans, and Jesus Christ. And it is so sad. I don't advocate violence, but I felt like the hot syrup dumped on the referee. He looked in my eyes, and he knew that he had done wrong.
I'm done with the NFL. I'm done. I've gone ahead and gone through all my Saints gear. I've cut out every NFL logo out of every single article of clothing that I own. So all my Saints jerseys, they all got holes in them now. I'm done. I'm not watching the Super Bowl. I will not spend one goddamn red cent on the Saints again or the NFL. It's rigged. It's even worse than I expected. I knew that shit was fixed, but I didn't know it was like this. I'm disgusted. I hate the NFL. I'm never watching it again. I'm never going to buy those Bud Lights that have the team logo on. I guess I'll just have to drink my own beer that I make out and back in my yard. It don't taste as good, but it'll do.
We might have to pick a Canadian team, because I don't feel like I need to be given the money that I swindled, the hard-earned money that I swindled from old ladies and people through selling fraudulent eBay products.
The Calgary Flamers, that's a team, right? I might go with the Flamers.
Yeah.
I'd rather root for Flamers than the NFL.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you something else. Poor Tommy Lee, I think the only fault in the whole thing I say is he needed to have self-awareness and be like one of them pansy soccer players in Europe when he got hit and they blasted him up to the third row in the plaza. He needed to jump up quick. He needed to roll around in pain and agony, maybe even have like a vial of blood that he could have broken, smashed on his leg to make him understand that he was dead. And he just, like, popped up, and that made the referee confused or whatever. This is the worst thing I've seen since the Montreal Screwjob in wrestling. And everybody knows that up until 1997, wrestling was real. I mean, that's a fact.
Yeah, that's a fact. Listen, that cornerback for the Rams is lucky because, you know, for New Orleans, you know, Louisiana, we kind of let stuff slide. You know, the rules aren't as strict in Louisiana, but what he did to Tommy Lee Lewis is a crime in 17 states. So, in Montana, they give you the guillotine for that. They'll chop your head off. That's just the facts. You look at the law. It's in the Constitution. You go to Montana, you hit a man like that, you get your head cut off.
Okay, and even in liberal places like New York, they'll tase you and make you write a letter. You know, I mean, even places like that's easy on crime, soft on crime, like New York, or you know, another state like, you know, like the 54th state, Canada. You know, they give you a stern talking to if you do something like that. And
here's the only thing I'm going to demand this. I'm going to demand the resignation of the referees, the whole crew, all right? And they should have to live a year in Angola, followed by another year in Angola. I'm talking about the prison first and then the country. They got to go 1 year in the prison, then 1 year in the country before they're allowed back to America. Number two. I want a written apology from Roger Goodell that explains that he's sorry that the NFL product is trash and that it includes the line, I am an ass clown. Number three, I want the game played again. I want another shot at those motherfuckers with referees that actually know what they're doing. Number four, I want my trip to the Super Bowl. I want the Saints to win the game. I want the referees to rig it the other way. Let those two Rams fans all across the country know what it feels like. And then number five, I want Sean McVay punched in the face by a man with brass knuckles. And that's it.
All right, everybody. That's Mets Sports Wednesday. We want to thank all of the platform. We'll see you next year, maybe, but it might be CFL, Mrs. Boy Talk.